My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too are mad about Mickey, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the Disney novice, the fan who's currently thinking about or planning your first trip to Walt Disney World and everything is leaving you feeling rather more grumpy than happy, then this is really the podcast for you. Every week, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories of their magical times. And this week, it's Becky, who almost ran off with Goofy.
The cast members were like, come on, Goofy, like, you know, come back.
I'll also be answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting the latest news from the parks, and if you're heading over to Orlando over the next few weeks, maybe for Christmas, then we'll give you everything you need to know. So make sure you keep in touch with us, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are at Pod Magical. This is the most magical podcast on earth. It's part of the Secret Recordings Network here every Friday with brand new podcasts. Make sure you subscribe because we've got regular podcasts every week. Even next week, we're going to have one between Christmas and New Year. We've got your questions coming in as well. Rachel would like to know, we're looking at going to Walt Disney World in 2021. When is the best time to book? Now, I got a lot of people saying, when is the best time to go? But when is the best time to book? Good question. For me, preferably, I always wait for free dining to come out and then I will book. So, for example, it's usually free dining comes out after Easter. And then, usually the following bank holiday, there's usually like a 10% sale. So if you can time it right, you can get free dining and then you can get a little bit cheaper when they've got a sale on top of that. So say you're booking this coming summer, that would be for next year. There again, it depends when you want to go. There's been a lot more restrictions over the last few years of when you can go. So if you're restricted to school holidays, they may not fit in. Obviously, after Christmas and New Year, a lot of travel companies are going to be having a sale. Is that the best time? So a lot of people say 11 months out is a good time to book because that's when the flights come out. We had Adam Hatton, who was a great guest on the podcast a few episodes ago, 4 or 5 episodes ago. He likes to book a little bit nearer the time. So you get those last minute cancellations and you get some cheaper flights and you'll get some cheaper accommodation. The best thing to do, really, if you're looking at going next summer, have a look at the prices for some of the sales for the travel companies over the next few weeks. Just keep an eye on those prices. Then when the free dining comes out, compare those prices. So write down the times and the flights and the hotels, the exact same holiday. And then when free dining comes out, because when free dining comes out next time, so after this coming Easter, that will be for next year's holiday. So you'll have some prices from the sales this year, these coming sales, and then you'll be able to compare it with the free dining. So you'll be able to have a look at prices. The good thing is when you've been a few times, you know where you want to go and you know where you want to stay. When you look at a price of a holiday, you kind of know whether it's a good deal or not. But if you're going for the first time, it's all a little bit confusing. It's a bit up in the air. When's the cheapest time to go? When's the cheapest time to book? So that's what I do. Have a look at what the offers are, but don't book in the January sale, Boxing Day sales, whenever they come out. But then have a look at when free dining comes out. Compare those prices. Ask yourself, do you need free dining? Maybe get some prices that include paid for dining, because you might find that is actually still cheaper in the sales than when free dining comes out. There you go. I did my best to answer that question, but everybody's got their own opinion. If you want to listen to what Adam Hatton was saying, go back about 4 or 5 episodes because he had some good ideas on that one. If you leave and get a little bit late, if you've got a last minute booking. Any questions you've got, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we are at Pod Magical. Same place to go if you want to come on the podcast for a chat. We've got a new podcast guest every week, every Friday. This week is Becca. So tell me what it is that you love about Walt Disney World.
It's just magical. It is. They don't lie when they say it's the happiest place on earth. I've grown up with Disney. I don't remember a life without it. There's just something about when you walk in and you see the castle, it just takes your breath away. And it's just so happy. Like, it's impossible to be sad. It makes me happy. Like, that's the only thing I can say about it. But it doesn't do it any justice to say that because it's just the happiest place on earth. They don't lie about it. Like, as soon as you enter Walt Disney World and you hear the music on Main Street and you just see the people bustling around and then you see Cinderella's castle, it feels like you've come home. That's the only way I can describe it.
That's why they say welcome home when you get to the hotel. Welcome home.
It's true. I mean, I've actually never stayed at a Disney hotel.
Oh, right.
I've only ever stayed on at a villa because we've only ever gone when there's been a large group. So I've only ever gone with my best friend's family, so I've actually never stayed on site, but I have had a wander around the Grand Floridian, and I will find my way to stay there one day.
One day. That's a great thing to do sometimes, is just have a day or half a day just walking around the hotels and the resorts.
Like, oh, the Grand Floridian, yeah. When we went, there was actually a wedding on, and it was beautiful, because obviously it was beautiful Florida sunshine, obviously, and we were walking around, and we just happened to look out this window, and there was a cake with the castle on top of it, and you could see down at the beach that they were getting married, and it was just so beautiful. I was like, I was just jealous.
Oh, how nice.
Jealous.
How nice.
I mean, how beautiful. What a day.
So when was the first time you went over to Orlando?
I first went in 2004. I was 12, so I was in year six. There's quite a funny story with it. So I didn't know I was going, and I came out of school and my mum was picking me up, and I was in the playground, and I came out and I was really excited, because in year six at my primary school, you could go to the PGL in the Isle of Wight, and it was like every year they did it for year six students.
Right.
And I was like proper excited, like, yeah, yeah. Came out to my mum, showed her the letter, like, yes, PGL's happening, you know. And she went, you can't go. And I went, why? And she was like, we're going to Florida instead. We're going to Disney. And I kicked off.
You kicked off?
Massively.
You'd rather go to the Isle of Wight.
I was like, why would you do this? Why would you do this when we're going to the Isle of Wight? I want to go to the Isle of Wight. So I was like throwing a massive tantrum over it. But obviously, I did end up going to Florida. And it's safe to say that I'm very happy I made that choice.
Yeah, it's better than the Isle of Wight.
A little bit.
Yeah, just little a little bit.
Still not been. It's still a sore spot to go to the Isle of Wight. But I went to Florida. So yeah, we went in the late March and came back in April. So we had 3 weeks out there.
And when was the last time you went?
2014.
Oh, you're due another visit then?
Well, I'm getting married next year.
Right.
And I'm hopefully going for my honeymoon in January 2021. So I'm planning that. My other half has put that in my hands, because as much as he loves Disney, he's never been, so he's not an expert like me.
Yeah.
That has been entrusted to me. So I'm hoping that I'll get to do a couple of nights in a Disney hotel, seeing as I've actually never stayed in one before.
Becca, just book it. Don't tell him, just book it.
It's true. There's many things that he doesn't know, yeah. Probably.
So, you'd be married. You'd be married. He'd get used to it. That's the married life now. I'll make the decisions.
It's true. It's true. And when it comes to Disney, I do make every decision. We were going for my 21st, my other half sent me to Paris, and I turned around, and it's gonna sound so selfish, and I turned around and I just said, it's too close to Disney, I can't go to Paris if I don't go to Disney. So he did actually fork out to take me for a day.
So he'd planned this romantic trip to Paris, yeah. Eiffel Tower and all this, and you were, no, I just want to go to Disneyland Paris.
Honestly, I was like, I can't go to Paris without going to Disney, it's far too close. So I was like, the temptation is too real. So yeah, he did actually fork out quite a substantial amount of money to pay for tickets for us to go for a day. Yeah, so we did go for a day, and it was great. It was wonderful. It was freezing cold. I bought the most ridiculous Minnie Mouse hat ever that I still have, but it was brilliant. Like, such a cool day.
You got to embrace it. So what has been your favourite memory, either from Walt Disney World or if you've been to Paris a few times? Have you got a favourite Disney parks memory?
Oh, there's loads. But yeah, I mean, I've been very fortunate. I've been to Florida 4 times, and I've been to Paris 5. And oh, there's just so many different memories. From Paris, a standout moment has to be, well, there's two. From Paris, it is 1 year. We actually were very lucky. We went to Florida and Paris in 1 year. And my nan that year was turning 85, and she'd never been. And she was basically hinting to my mum that she wanted to go. So we actually took her to Disneyland Paris 2 days after Christmas.
All right.
And she loved it. She cried when she saw the castle. And we had to, like, wheel her around, bless her, in a wheelchair, because it was really icy and she can't walk very well.
Yeah, it's a lot of walking anyway, any of the Disney parks.
So we stayed at Newport Bay in Paris, and she got to meet, like, Mickey and Pluto. And we took on, like, the teacups. And I've still got a picture of her and my mum on the teacups together. And it was just amazing, like, seeing her enjoying it, you know, seeing it light up her life a little bit. It was just lovely. Favourite Florida memory, or has got to be, I mean, the first time I saw the castle, because Cinderella is my favourite, joint favourite with The Little Mermaid. So seeing that was pretty surreal. But it has to be when I went in 2014, and I heard Mickey talking. That was really, really cool.
Oh, I've heard the Main Street, the Main Street meet and greet that he used to do.
Yes. So I actually was interviewed to work out in Florida to work at Disney, I think the year before. So I got to go to Disney headquarters and I met somebody there and they said, oh, there's rumours that they're going to have Mickey talking kind of thing. And you say to yourself, no, that's never going to happen. So of course, when we went and it was true, it was really surreal. And considering I was really poorly, I had sunstroke.
Oh, no.
Because rather stupidly, I didn't wear a hat. So that's my advice, wear a hat. it was amazing. Like, Mickey Mouse was actually speaking to me. Like, that was pretty cool. Actually, another memory was 2007, we went for New Year. And we were queuing in Epcot. You know that funny bit in Epcot where you get to meet, like, four characters in a row?
Yeah, the character meet spot's not there anymore.
But I met Goofy, and Goofy proposed to me, and then tried to take me out of the building.
Really? This is not who you're getting married to next year, is it?
Yeah,
it is.
Goofy.
All right. Yeah.
Very different kind of Goofy. No. Goofy proposed to me, and then tried to kind of take me out away, which was really quite hilarious. Like, the cast members were like, "Come on, Goofy! Like, you know, come back."
He tried to propose to my mum as well last year.
He's got
a reputation, hasn't he? Maybe there's other people, let us know on the socials if Goofy's ever proposed to you. So what about favourite attractions at Walt Disney World? Have you got a favourite ride, or is there a favourite show or parade?
Favourite ride is always Big Thunder Mountain. I love that ride. I don't know why. It just gets me very happy. I adore it. I went to Disneyland Paris last year, and actually that was probably the best experience I had on it, because it was the second time and we got on, but the guy who was managing it was in obviously a very good mood, and he was getting the whole carriage to clap and sing and get everybody really pumped. So when we were all flying out off, we were all so pumped and happy, and it was just getting dark, so it was like sunset over Big Thunder Mountain.
Oh, it makes such a difference.
Which was really cool. And then we got back and the guy was like, "Well done, guys, so proud of you," like, and all this, and it was just brilliant. But I love that ride.
There's something about Big Thunder Mountain at night. I love Big Thunder Mountain, but at night it just feels even better, especially on a warm Florida night, and it's like late night hours, and it's like 11 o'clock at night and you're there and you look at your watch and go, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning at home. This is brilliant.
I love it at night. I think there's something so much better about it at night. I know it sounds corny to say it feels more magical, but like, it just feels so much more fun.
Yeah.
And so I do prefer now, having done it sort of in the daytime and the night, I love doing it at night. It's a much better experience, I think. And because everyone at that point is kind of getting ready to kind of go to the fireworks as well. So there's a little bit of like anticipation building. Big Thunder Mountain, and I love Space Mountain as well.
She loves the mountains. What about places to eat? Have you got a favourite restaurant in Walt Disney World?
Cinderella's Royal Table, easily.
Now, I'm not a fan of Cinderella's Royal Table. What is it that you love about it?
Well, I mean, obviously, I've not been in a few years, so it could have changed. But for me, it was because we got in very unexpectedly. So I was actually queuing to meet Lady Tremaine and the Ugly Sisters.
Right.
Just outside, as you do. And this was like 2010. And I saw the sign for the table. I didn't even know it was a restaurant. I didn't know it existed. And I just said to my dad, like, oh, see if we can go in there, you know, not knowing what it was. And they said, you normally have to book 6 months in advance,
yeah,
but it's just so happens that we've had a cancellation today. You can go in now. So my dad comes bolting back and he's like, we have to go now. And I was like, but I want to meet the Ugly Sisters the latest today. So they did actually let me do that. And then I got to go through. And Cinderella is, I don't know why it's one of my favourites, but it is my favourite. So, of course, when I got to go in and then meet her, and then I got given my wand, and then I went up the stairs, it was just surreal. And then, obviously, I got to meet four other princesses when you're in there.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those really cool experiences that was unexpected that happened. And I just love it because it's just beautiful. I can say I've been in the castle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I think is really cool. So that's why, for me, I just love it. Love it there.
Talking before about you've never stayed on site. So where do you like to stay when you head over to Orlando?
I would love to stay in Art of Animation. I'm a massive fan of The Little Mermaid, so I'd have to have a Little Mermaid room, obviously.
Yeah.
If I can wangle that, then I will. My other half loves Disney, but he's not into it like I am. So I'm hoping that he would appreciate the level of Disney that's there. But, obviously, when I win the lottery, I would love to stay at the Grand Floridian.
Ultima Animation is nearly one of the cheapest ones on site, isn't it?
I think they class it as like a medium or something.
The top end of the value resorts is what it comes up at. So where do you usually stay then? Whereabouts in Orlando do you stay?
We've stayed in a few places, but it's normally been Kissimmee. But we've stayed in Davenport the first time we went. We stayed there. And then we stayed in Kissimmee. But in 2010, the day we were due to fly home, there was the news about the volcanic ash cloud. So
everybody's had this flipping volcanic ash cloud.
Yeah, so we got stuck. So we couldn't fly for a further 2 weeks, but we couldn't stay where we actually were at that point. So we had to move. So we moved actually next to our family friends who emigrated out there. I think it was Claremont, actually. I think it's Claremont that they lived at that time. So we ended up staying in actually a much nicer villa there. So we were there for 2 more weeks. We had a month.
Amazing. A month in Orlando.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, you'll know some great stuff to do outside of Disney then. So I want your recommendations after we've checked in on this week's news. And we've got more details about next year's Epcot Flower and Garden Festival, which runs from the 4th of March to the 1st of June, as well as the flowers and the topiaries and all the food booths that you can get. There's also the Garden Rocks concert series. And some of the names who are going to be performing next year have been announced, including Peebo Bryson, the Spinners, Pointer Sisters, Berlin, Don McLean, you know, the American Pie chap, Thelma Houston, Daughtry, Survivor, off of Eye of the Tiger, all performing at the American Gardens Theatre stage. You can also do a dining package if you want to make sure you've got tickets for those. Other news from Walt Disney World, there's some new toilets that have arrived in Animal Kingdom, and these have been put in a great place. They've been put in the queue for Flight of Passage, halfway around the queue. If you're queuing for 3 hours for Flight of Passage, no need to have an emergency toilet break before you get in that queue, because there's toilets in the queue now. Well done, Disney. And also, this is quite an interesting development. Disney and Virgin Trains USA are in advanced talks to build a train station at Walt Disney World. So this will be in the middle of the line, the proposed line that will run from Orlando International Airport to Tampa. So you'll be able to get a train from the airport to Walt Disney World. And then, of course, if you want to have a beach break on the back of that, then you can get the Virgin train that will take you from Walt Disney World over to Tampa. More news, we'll keep you updated 24/7, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are at Pod Magical. Back to Becca, who's this week's podcast guest. Again, another guest who's been stuck in Orlando after the ash cloud from a few years ago. So nearly 4 weeks in Orlando, you'll know stuff to do. So outside Walt Disney World, what would you recommend? Stuff that we might not know about?
Apart from Disney, obviously Universal, because if you love Harry Potter, or, you know, it really upsets me that the Spider-Man ride is in Universal and not Disney, because I do love that ride there. But we did like Natural Springs, and that was really cool. I really enjoyed doing that. So we did two. I think one was called Kelly Springs, but I can't think of the other one's name. But there was one where they'd cordoned off a massive area so you could just go in and have a swim and stuff. But on the other side, you could like hire a canoe and go around. And I got in the canoe with my godparents, and it was very wobbly, so I was kind of tensed up anyway, because I was like, I'm trying not to move and rock this boat. But then my godfather thought it would be really good to go closer to the alligator that was in the water.
Oh, brilliant idea. Great idea, that.
And we got so close that we heard it breathing. And apparently my godmum was just going, Robert, get away, we've got Rebecca in here. And I don't remember that, because I must have been just petrified seeing this alligator like up close. But doing the Natural Springs was really lovely. We went to the Florida Mall as well, because I love Hot Topic. So I kind of made everybody go on a road
trip.
What's
Hot Topic? What is it?
Really cool Disney stuff.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, there's one in the Florida Mall, so we went there. So I got a really cool throw, Little Mermaid throw, that I still have. And I got a really cool Cinderella dressing gown.
Just spending all the money that you'd not got.
Pretty much, because that year as well, that year, on day one, when we flew out there, I'd gone crazy in downtown Disney at the Disney store. I spent, so obviously I was, how old was I in 2014? Very young, not working, put it that way. So my mum had said, right, you've got like $200 of spending money. And I spent $132 on day one.
Oh, wow.
So I'd like kept all this cash, then found out we weren't flying home. So luckily I reserved it so that I could actually get my Little Mermaid throw with my little Cinderella dressing gown from Hot Topic. But yeah, I bought quite a lot on day one that year.
So are you the planner when it comes to going to Walt Disney World? And how do you plan?
So I've actually never planned it because I've always been just kind of an attendee. But when we are looking to go in January 2021, I will be the planner.
Yeah.
It will be itinerised. It will be very strict. I say I've never been the planner. I have for Paris. So I went last year for my 25th birthday. So I'm as old as Disneyland Paris, which is pretty cool, I think. And I planned it all then, so I knew kind of what day we were going. I booked the accommodation, and I booked our Eurostar and everything. So yeah, kind of Mark just followed suit, my other half. But he actually really enjoyed himself. Like, it was 4 days, and it was, like you say, it's so intense, and that's just 4 days, yeah. Let alone, you know, however many weeks in Florida, which is so much bigger. But he loved it. He said, I've enjoyed this so much more. And he was like, I feel so happy. And I was like, it's because it's the happiest place on earth.
Of course, yeah. Although the difference between planning to go to Orlando, Walt Disney World, and going to Disneyland Paris is very different, isn't it?
Very different. I feel a little bit daunted by it. However, because I've been before, obviously I know that there's been some changes, some new things. There's some things I'm desperate to see and stuff. So I'm a massive Star Wars fan, so yeah, Galaxy's Edge is going to be a massive thing.
Toy Story Land you won't have seen?
A little bit built when I was there, but I never got to do the ride because the queues were so big and the fast passes had run out. The last time I went, they had expanded Fantasyland, so I saw that expansion. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train hadn't actually opened. It was built but not opened, so I've never done it. Be Our Guest, I was meant to have done it, but I got sunstroke and I couldn't go.
No.
So I was very poorly. So, it was actually my mum and dad's 25th wedding anniversary that year. And Beauty and the Beast is my mum's favourite Disney film. And she'd booked it. So bless my dad. He stayed with me to allow my mum to go. And then they actually allowed for her to bring me home the grey stuff. So I did get to try the grey stuff. And it is delicious.
It is delicious. Good, good. I'm glad you said that because I wouldn't have believed you.
I was really chuffed for that. But yeah.
So any more tips for people from your experiences at Walt Disney World? Obviously wear a hat and drink lots of water.
You know, don't stay out in the sun like crazy amounts. I know it's a bit difficult. But like, if you can go into like a shop and spend money, do that. But fast passes, plan it, plan what you're going to do. So if you are planning to do a park hop, know that what you're going to do, because it's only gotten busier from what I've seen, especially since they've done Galaxy's Edge. So don't try and be too spontaneous, because it can be a bit difficult, I think, in Florida, which is a shame, because you want to do a little bit spontaneity. But I would say just plan it as much as you possibly can do, to be honest.
Yeah, plan, plan, plan. Do the planning now, then you can enjoy it when you're there.
Exactly, exactly. So my friend who went in May had actually laminated her itinerary.
Oh, that's extreme.
So it was set. So, you know, if you're going to have to go that far to know that you're not deviating.
Heaven help anybody who's on that tour with her. Come on!
If you're not there by 11:15, like what you're doing.
Yeah, well, 11:15, yeah. If you're not there by rope drop with fireworks, so you're not doing it right.
Exactly. Oh, and that's the other thing. You must see the fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand people who go and don't watch the fireworks. Now, I've not seen Happily Ever After. When I was there, it used to be Wishes. But Wishes used to make me cry every single time. So I imagine Happily Ever After is on the same vein.
If you cry at Wishes, Happily Ever After is going to break you.
I imagine.
Yeah.
I imagine. But Wishes used to absolutely heartbreak, because we used to have a routine that we'd always see it a couple of times anyway, but during our last night we would go, and obviously so it was like a little bit heartbreaking that we would see it for the last time for however many years. So yeah, obviously now it's gutting because it's not there, but I have the song Happily Ever After on my phone, and I do listen to it and I know the words.
You'll be able to sing along then.
Yeah, so I'm kind of set. But I obviously haven't seen the show, so yeah, it's probably going to break me a little bit. Got to see that, and Fantasmic as well. If you don't see Fantasmic as well, I just don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, don't come back, don't talk to me.
I must admit, I don't think I appreciated Fantasmic until I got older. Like, sometimes I just kind of watch it on YouTube and just watch it and sit and watch it, just because it is phenomenal, the music's phenomenal, I love it.
Have you seen one where Dopey falls off the top deck onto the down below deck where he falls onto Goofy?
No, I have there is, not, but I must.
Yeah,
now.
You must do that. There was a moment in Fantasmic a few years ago when Dopey, of all people, fell off the boat at the end.
That is brilliant.
Amazing moment.
I'm hoping somebody timed that.
It's properly in character.
Comedy gold. I'm hoping, because that is hilarious.
So January 2021, you've only a year to go. You've probably started making plans already, I would think.
Very early day plans, kind of scouting what we're going to do. I've kind of suggested doing 3 weeks, because like you say, if you do 2 weeks, you come back needing another holiday. So
yeah.
I'm hoping that we can do 3 weeks and do a week maybe down at the Keys or something like that, to kind of have a bit of a break and actually feel like we are relaxed.
Yeah, especially for a honeymoon.
Yeah. So I'm hoping for that. But obviously, I'm just buzzing to finally be looking at going back, because it's true that you get withdrawal symptoms. So I've had severe withdrawal symptoms for the last however many years. So, yeah, but I'm hoping next year that I will get to go to Disneyland Paris, potentially for my hen do, who knows?
Oh, she's got it all covered.
Well, I say that. I know that my best friend has kind of been looking into it, so
right.
I'm just hoping it happens. But just got to kind of wait and see. But, yeah, planning, excited, currently in my Disney pyjamas. Happy days.
Brilliant. Well, great talking to you, Becca.
Great talking to you too. Thanks for having me on.
And have a magical day.
Thank you, and you.
If you're about to head over to Orlando, you're spending Christmas, actual Christmas at Walt Disney World. It's the busiest 2 weeks of the year, but I mean, it's the most magical 2 weeks of the year to be there. Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party has got a couple left. This coming Sunday, the 22nd, is the last one. And then the afternoon parades will be the actual Christmas parade over at the Magic Kingdom, even on Christmas Day, which is going to be the busiest day of the year. And the parade that they show on American television is actually the one from Disneyland, and that was recorded weeks ago. So we've got Christmas, and that's everywhere, and then we're into New Year's Eve, if you're going to be there for New Year as well. Don't forget the fireworks over at Magic Kingdom on New Year's Eve. They have exactly the same ones the night before. So here's a bit of a trick. Instead of going to Magic Kingdom on New Year's Eve, you go the night before when it's a bit quieter and watch the fireworks there, and then maybe actual New Year's Eve, go and spend it at Epcot. Epcot is party central on New Year's Eve. They've got DJs, they've got silent discos in like all the countries, and there's lasers and there's flamethrowers. It's where the big party is. And for the first time ever this year, all the parks are going to be open on New Year's Eve. So if you want a bit of a quieter New Year's Eve, maybe go over to Animal Kingdom, which is going to be open until midnight. Also, some of the restaurants have got some very special New Year's Eve meals, including Topolino's Terrace over at the brand new Riviera Resort, which opened last week. And of course, California Grill, Disney Springs are doing loads of stuff around there, all the restaurants, some of the resorts as well, if you want to spend New Year's Eve there. So there's so much to do. Weather-wise, it's going to be a little bit on the cooler side, so make sure you're wrapped up well, especially at night. I don't really need to go into crowd levels. I mean, it's Christmas. What do you expect? Talking of crowd levels, by the way, if you want to get on that brand new Star Wars Rise of the Resistance ride, people are queuing like to get in the parks at ridiculous times. Don't forget, they're still using boarding groups for you to get on the attraction. To get yourself into a boarding group, you have to physically be into Hollywood Studios. To do that, you're going to have to queue hours before the studios opens. To get through them barriers, as soon as you're through the barriers, go into your My Disney Experience, get yourself into a boarding group. You might be in the park at like 6:30, 6:45 in the morning. You might be in a boarding group for 7-8 o'clock at night that night. You might be in the park at 8 o'clock that morning, and all the boarding groups might have gone. That's how crazy this ride is. For people who are saying, oh, is Star Wars Galaxy's Edge going to be a big success? Just look at the people waiting outside over the last couple of weeks as it opens. It's absolutely crazy. But if you are going to go on that over Christmas, well, fingers crossed. Good luck. I'm going to wrap up with Andy's top tip of the week this week. This is not just for Christmas and New Year. This is a general tip. This is great if you're on the dining plan. As I've always mentioned, the best restaurants over at Walt Disney World are over at Disney Springs, including Morimoto. Now, this is a two-credit restaurant. If you're on the dining plan, because it's so good, you've got to use 2 credits for one meal. However, the same restaurant at lunchtime, which has got a very similar menu, is only 1 credit. So if you want a good signature restaurant, but you only want to use 1 credit on the dining plan, go to Morimoto for lunch. It's a beautiful restaurant as well. That's down at Disney Springs. If you've got any top tips, or maybe you are going to Walt Disney World for Christmas, keep in touch. Tag us in your pictures. Drop us a line. Also, any questions, we are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at @podmagical is where we are. If you give us a like, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast as well. We've got regular podcasts coming every Friday, including next week. We'll do a best of podcast next week, so looking back at some of the guests that we've had on over the year. Thank you very much. If you've been one of those guests, it's been incredible to share your memories. We're looking for guests in the new year as well. Get in touch if you want to be on. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.